Shalom Aleichem of Yafav Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Dalet. Baba Basra 124a. Pagination is 247. We're dealing with the case of a Bechor, a firstborn, who, from the father's estate, will get Pishanayim, a double portion. That means if, for example, there are four brothers, they will divide the estate five ways, give two to the firstborn, and the remaining brothers get one each. There is a concept of Eina Notel Ba'ra'oi Kiva Muchsuk, that the double portion that's given to the firstborn is only B'chala She'yimotze Lo, whatever is present at the time of passing. What comes later, even though it will be inherited by the brothers, but the Bechor does not get a double portion in those things. So, for example, if there was a loan that was done, and let's keep it simple, there was no shtar, no documentation on it, but it was done orally, perhaps with witnesses, and now the person comes to pay up. That amount certainly does get paid to the estate, the Tfusas Habayis, the partnership of the brothers, but it's not going to have the laws of Bechor, Pishnayim, double portion, apply to it. Now, there is a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, which is partly on the facing page, and partly on today's daf, in which the Rabbanon have a more strict interpretation of what's considered present as far as the estate goes, so that the Bechor will get a double portion, and they are more quick to understand cases as being excluded from the Pishnayim, whereas Rebbe holds, which is not the way we paskin, but Rebbe holds that as long as the brothers did not take an active influence in the increase in price, they didn't feed the animal, for example, then whatever comes memela is going to have pishnayim for the Bechor apply to it. The wording, Shevach Sheshibchu Nechasim Memela, things that went up in value on their own. So an extreme example of this is a tree that grew. They didn't feed it, they didn't put in special fertilizer, presumably. They didn't do anything. It just grew. And that amount, the Bechor is going to get double portion in such a tree. And if such a tree was allocated to him, he does get the benefit of the year, 2 years, 10 years, until they finally divided. He gets Pishnayim in the increase of the interim. A case of Machlokes, though, is going to be a case of para roa be'efer v'yolda. An animal was grazing in the meadow. It was totally self-sufficient, and it gave birth. So according to the Rabbanon, that's something new that came on the scene after the passing, and the Bechor does not get Pishnayim in that. According to Rebbe, that's something Shivach Haba Memelo. It happened on its own. They didn't feed it. They didn't do anything. And therefore, the Bechor does get Pishnayim in that. Likewise, Para Muchkeres Umuskeres Biyad Acherim. If an animal was hired out to other people, so that those other people are the ones feeding it, those other people are the ones doing the work in it, with it, and generating the profits, the deal was done, before the passing of the father, and now this is coming mimela on its own. So even though work is being done, there are people doing work, but it's not the brothers who are doing work, and they're not feeding the animal to produce the benefits, and therefore that's an example of Shvach HaBa Mimela, where Rebbe holds it is going to be with the Pishnayim application for the benefit of the firstborn. One additional case is a shtar, a document on a loan. So now that there's a document, it's called Shvach HaBa Mimela. It's happening on its own when that document gets retrieved and paid up. So then that's considered a benefit, which according to Rebbe is included in the Bechor's benefit of Pishnayim. And according to the Rabbanon, that too is considered coming afterwards and does not get Pishnayim applied to it. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Ayin Ches Se'iv Vav says, Ein HaBuchar Nota Pishnayim B'Shvach She'Shibchu Nechasem La'acha Misas Aviv. A Buchar does not get the benefit in the added value that occurs after the passing. Elamayla Osa HaShvach B'Domim. He has to evaluate that additional benefit that occurred. V'Nosan HaYaseh L'Poshut. And he has to give that benefit back to be split fairly, because he doesn't get double in that. Avol shvach machmas atzmon. But if something increased intrinsically, v'lo neshtanu, and there was no change in it, kigon ilan katon shegodel, a small tree that became big, so then that's fine, that he gets in it, the double portion, because that happened on its own. Let's take a look at the Gemara starting on the second line. Tanya, we learned. Ein b'charnota pishnayim b'shvach she'shivchu nechasam la'acha misas avien. A firstborn does not get double portion in the amount that increased after the passing. Rebbe Omer, Omerani, Rebbe says, I hold b'charnota pishnayim b'shvach she'shivchu nechasam la'acha misas avien, that indeed he does get double if it happens on its own. But not in the increase that resulted from their activity, from their input. So again, the case of the animal in the meadow is a beautiful example. Had they been feeding it, even Rebbe would agree it's not included in the double portion because it didn't come in Mela, it's not on its own. But because it's happening in the meadow, on its own, without their input, Rebbe holds that would get divided with a Bechor benefit of Pishnayim, and the Rabbanon still hold that that's considered after the passing, and the Bechor does not get it, which is the way we paskin. The Gemara continues, Yorshur Shtar Chov, if they inherited a document, Bechor Noto Pishnayim, the Bechor is going to get a double portion, and this is a continuation of Rebbe's ruling that if there's something in front of us and without their action it produces, then he gets Pishnayim, the Rabbanan argue. Continuing though, this is everybody's ruling, Yotza Aleyan Shtarchov, if a Shtarchov, a debt, was produced against them, Bukharnosin Pishnayim, the Bukhar gives a double portion because it's going against his double asset. Vim Omar Eni Nosin Veini Noto Rashai. And if he wants to, he could say, I'm not taking a double portion and I don't have to give a double portion. So we have over here an interesting rule that a Bukhar can decline his second portion. A case once came up that there were a number of brothers, let's say five for argument's sake, and one sister. And one of those brothers was indeed a Bechor, and he was going to be entitled to a double portion. And his statement was, instead of taking my double portion, I'm granting it to the sister so that we can all divide equally. And at first glance, the only thing that you want to examine here is, can a person transfer ownership of the second portion that's coming to him? And that's an interesting question to know if the Bechor could indeed transfer this abstract right that he has to the sister, or is he waiting for the property to come his way and then he's going to give it to the sister? But there's a different, more fundamental problem that we recognize once we start learning all of these halachas about Pishnayim. There are exclusions to the Pishnayim. There are all kinds of assets that come in later that are indeed part of the Yerusha. It goes to the descendants, but the Bechor doesn't get a double portion in them. And therefore, what we realize from the rule of Enaroi, you don't take in what's coming afterwards, like what was there at the time of the passing. And the rule that we just had in the Machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rebbe, where the Chachamim are saying that Shvach Sheshivchu Nechosim Memeila La'achas Nachamises Aviyah, things that had added value after the passing, without their input, for the most part, do not get Pishnayim applied to them. We had one exception, things along the line of Dikla V'olim, things that just really on their own, without any input, they just got bigger without any shinui, without any changes. The tree got wider with time. That he's going to get Pishnayim. But there's so many other cases that he would not. It turns out totally that simply trying to transfer his second portion as if it's an equal portion in all of the inheritance that's coming their way and transfer that to the sister and claim, now we can divide equally all of the assets, including things that come later, that's simply not true. And they would have to work with tremendous caution if they wanted to go that route to figure out what assets are included in the Pishnayim, in the double portion, which he wishes to give to the sister. Again, as we've discussed in the past, a much smarter way of handling this is to specifically write up a gift that leverages the assets in a way that the person who's going to be giving through his passing all of these assets to the children should have his say during lifetime to gift them as he sees fit before his passing, and only leaving a certain amount for the halachic Yerusha to apply to it, and that amount would indeed be handled totally according to the laws of Torah Yerusha. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.